This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Wow.
Wow, that was good, wasn't it?
That's probably the best intro I've ever had.
That was nice.
That's like being born again.
What?
You know, when you're born and like you sort of came out and it's like, whoa, where am I? This
what that happened when you were born?
Yeah,
what a weird jingle played and it said Richard Hardesty.
Yeah, well, the doctor was a bit of Alice Cooper.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's the one who sort of coaxed me out.
Right. Well, what we've got on today's show?
Okay, so welcome to Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest. With me, Richard Hardesty, and
me, Andrew Needle.
Bezzies. I've already used a word I hate.
Yeah, no, same here. I hate that word.
Sorry, next time we'll be using words like
lush, moorish.
Oh,
scrumptious.
Oh, they make me cringe. Oh, he's so lush. Anyway, sorry, we've gone off topic. So we've got a hell of a show for you coming up today. We've got games.
Yeah.
Games such as IMD Bollocks.
Yeah, Dick Baby.
Do you want to what's Dick Baby?
Well, basically, what happens is you send in a picture of your baby.
Right.
With a name.
Oh, yeah,
we decide if it's going to go up to be a dick or not.
Okay, right, okay. So if it's got a name like, say, Jared, chances
or
are...
Or Jude or something like that.
Yeah, Jude. It's going to be an
arrogant. And if it looks like a dick, obviously.
Yeah.
And basically, 20 years' time, you phone back and tell us if we were right.
Okay, right. So you email us...
It's a bit of a slow burner, that
one. So contact us now, and then in 20 years' time, email us back.
Yeah.
When we'll still be here.
We'll still be
here,
obviously, so...
And we'll say if it's a dick.
Yeah.
If it's in prison, then we were right.
Yeah.
We've also got we've got an interview with a special guest. Traffic Droid. So basically, me and Andy were in Soho a couple of weeks ago, and a guy cycled past looking like what I can only describe as a human fly. Basically a man on a bike covered in cameras.
Yeah.
So what he does is he basically drives around upholding the law, filming you for little misdemeanors and things. So if you're parked on a double yellow, you're going down. He's going to contact the cops on you, or he's going to give you a red card. But we're going to learn more about him.
Yeah, he's a bit pedantic, isn't he?
Go on.
We'll see, but
pedantic droid. But
been watching a lot of videos of him and stuff, and
he's like RoboCop on a bike.
Yeah. Well, is he?
Well,
he's not as hard as RoboCop, is he?
No, and he probably
doesn't eat baby food.
No, he hasn't got any sort of metal pants.
No.
Although maybe he does. We'll find out later.
We'll have to pull his trousers. No, he's on the radio, isn't he? He's phoning in.
Well, we'll tell him to just like pull his trousers down.
And then tell us what he's got there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We've also got our... Wow. Now, this feature is possibly the best feature we've ever thought of. Probably one of the best ideas ever. Basically, we have a thing called Stalking Kurt Russell. Now, what that is, basically, let me explain. We're going to try and get our idol, Kurt Russell, onto the show one day.
Why are you banging the table?
Because I'm trying to make a point.
Oh, okay.
We want to
get picked up on the mic.
Sorry about that banging. We're trying to get our idol Kurt Russell onto the show one day. So what we're doing, we're basically, through any means necessary, stalking, hounding, perving, whatever.
It doesn't have to be legal, does it?
No. We are renegades. Don't tell Traffic Droid.
No, they'll love us, won't they?
He'll grass us up, probably film us. But we're going to be... So we've basically contacted anyone we can to get hold of him. We're going to hunt him down and one day get him on this show. So today, we have got a lad who played hockey with his son Wyatt. We're going to be chatting to him. He's all the way in America. We've also managed to contact someone who, probably shouldn't blow all the beans now, but someone who sold a house to his stepdaughter, who is now... Well, she sold the house now. It was ages ago, but still, we're going to be getting her on one day.
Tenuous link.
Really tenuous link. We've got... hang on, Andy. What does this mean? Smell my back.
Yeah, we're not doing that, actually.
Aren't we?
I was going to get you to smell my back, but I've decided against it.
Okay, fine. Well, we're not having that, thank God.
No, maybe next one.
I don't think I would have been into that. We've also got music, and we're going to have some very, very cool music, which Andy's picked out.
Yep.
You're looking pretty cool today, Andy. Actually, you look stupid. You've got headphones on, and then you've jammed a trilby over the top of the headphones.
It's not a trilby, it's a fedora.
You look like a man, like a cyborg, who's desperate to look like...
No, I think I wanted to wear my hat, and then I realised I've got headphones on, and they don't fit, so I have to jam the hat over my headphones.
Right, you're not going to ruin the hat, because when you leave, the hat's just going to flop off your head, because you've now stretched it.
I don't know, yeah, maybe, but I don't know, it falls off anyway, but I don't know how people do it. I don't, like, what does Freddy Krueger do when he goes on the radio?
We'd probably go on night radio shows, wouldn't he? So, what would he do?
Because will he take it off, put the headphones on, then put the hat on?
Maybe
what does he do with the hands? Because he have to take the knives off first.
Oh, he probably makes two little incisions with his fingers from the blades, pops it through the top, over the top of the trilby, then down the side of the little flap, and just wears it through it.
Yeah.
So he's probably got, actually, he's probably got a little helmet, sort of, what they call, what do you call them in the industry? Buckets?
What
do you call these things?
Oh, yeah, yeah, tins or something.
Tins, cans?
I don't know.
Cans.
We're not pro- what?
Cans, you got cans on?
Yeah.
You're wearing cans, cans and a hat.
What does Freddy Krueger do when he wants to go to like a nightclub? Because the knives are too dangerous. Is he, there's like some safety things he pops on.
You don't go to night, he's working at night. It's when everyone's asleep.
But we maybe want to like chill out on a night, just a day off or whatever.
A night off? No, he never takes a night off. He loves it. I wonder what happens with like Freddie Mercury? God, I'm accusing him of killing people then. What happens with Freddy Krueger and Valium? I wonder what his take on Valium is.
He loves it. Yeah. That's basically his version of date rape.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we doing?
We've gone off topic here. Sorry, we should not. We should have these discussions off air. So first of all, we've got a little cheeky sort of segue, which we're going to have each week, called Rich Information, which was supposed to be a pun.
Yeah, I don't get why it's called that.
Because I thought it sounds like a bit like, you know, rich information, like the information he gets really rich. But
that's not really a saying, is it? You haven't like made a pun on anything.
No, you're right. It doesn't work, does it? Well, anyway, so basically, what it actually is some information from me, who's a man called Rich. Right. But it's stuff that will blow your little titties off. If you're wearing socks, sellotape them on, because the socks are going to get blown off. And possibly your shins, because that's how good this information is. A fact, basically.
Right.
A fact, which is going to make you just go see the world in a completely different way.
Right.
Are you ready for
not
it?
Me. Just me. Or
no,
everyone?
No. No, you already know it.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought I'd have to pretend to not know it.
No, it's fine. I wouldn't expect you act. It's fine. So, check this out. Right. Hold on to your hats, wherever you are. If you're driving in your car, maybe pull over. And if you're holding a child, put the child down. You might drop it and just go, what the kin hell? Here it is. Nigel Farage is younger than Brad Pitt.
Right, Rich is raising his arms into the air.
I've raised my arms like a triumphant man.
Yeah.
Like Freddie Mercury at Wembley when he did that thing. Yeah. And went, no, I've done that. Basically, Nigel Farage was born in April the 3rd, 1964. Brad Pitt, December 18th, 1963. So that's... Hang on. What? Younger.
He's definitely older. Younger. He's definitely younger. We haven't got a calculator on us, but...
We haven't got a calculator, and we're thick as pig shit. But yeah. So don't expect us to work it out for you, but go away, get a calculator. Get a cow liquor.
Right.
And then just...
What's one of those?
Yeah, get a cow liquor and just do the math yourself.
Yeah.
Or just go befriend Stephen Hawking and get him to type it into his computer.
Yeah, but also remember, like, I told you something, another fact, when you told me that.
Oh, we got two facts.
Well, no, it's a fact on a fact. Well, I think it's like a fact... It's making the fact better. I think I've what's it called? I've trumped your fact.
No, you haven't.
Yeah,
I've told you before.
Listen, basically, Nigel Farage is younger than the Karate Kid.
Oh my God!
The guy Ralph Macchio, is that his name?
Ralph Macchio, yeah.
No, is it?
No way.
Yeah.
How old's he?
I don't know. I should have checked it, shouldn't I?
You idiot! That could have been fantastic.
I know. I messed it up. But anyway, he's older.
So Nigel Farage is younger than a kid.
Yeah, Daniel's son. He's younger than him.
Oh my God.
So just picture him as flipping Karate Kid.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi.
He got him supported.
He would have hated him. He'd have made him pay his fence for.
Yeah.
Wait, he wouldn't have paid him anything.
No, he wouldn't have paid him anything.
3p an hour or something, whatever he does to the foreigners. He doesn't like foreigners, doesn't he? Is this libelous? Maybe he loves everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
He's alright, isn't he?
He's alright. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
We hate him.
But what are we supposed to do then? How's
basically,
he got libeled on?
Listen, all we're going to say is this. Me and you are lovely boys. People have always said that. Our mothers.
Why?
Us.
What is this?
This is called Blow Your Own Horn with Rich and Andy. Get off my horn, Andy.
Yeah. I've got another fact for you as well.
Okay,
this is a brand new fact.
Okay.
You know Julian Casablancas?
The guy from The Strokes?
Yeah, him, exactly.
The same guy. Ludicrous haircut.
Yeah, he's got a mad haircut now. He looks like an emo hillbilly. But yeah, basically, you know his name, Julian Casablancas?
Is this a fact?
Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Julian Casablancas.
Yeah, but Casa is house in Spanish.
Yeah.
And Blancas is white.
What, Julian Whitehouse?
Julian Whitehouse, that's his name.
Julian Whitehouse?
Just sounds like some kid from school.
He sounds like the love child of Julian Barrett and Paul Whitehouse.
Yeah.
Oh my God, hang on, the White House is quite cool though.
Why?
Well, it's big. And it's got like, you can find missiles out of it.
This might not be the White House, it might just be a White House. A White House.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It ruins it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
sounds cool now.
The one where Rose West and Fred and Rose West, their house was white, so it could be that one.
Yeah.
Where they had all the bodies in the basement.
Yeah.
Cromwell Street.
Makes
me think of that now.
Pedophile house.
Imagine that with a big haircut on the top of it.
Yeah,
like a big thatched roof. Hang on. Hang on. So hang on very quickly before I have a song. So Blanca from. the
yeah, he's just called White.
He's just called White.
Yeah,
Mr. White. He could be like a big green reservoir dog.
Bullshit name.
Okay, right. Let's have a song, and we'll be back with more bowls. Welcome back to, well, Rich and Andy on FUBAR Radio. Just repeating what that guy said.
That was Julian Whitehouse and the boys.
Julian Whitehouse there, if you're just listening. Casablancas means White House in what language?
Spanish.
Spanish. I'd have to learn Spanish.
Why?
Just so I can go to impress...
Spanish people.
Yeah, and people of the other sex.
What?
It's quite good, isn't it? To have sort of like... Do I sound like Nigel Farage now?
What?
Just with my impression then, did it sound a little bit...
No, you just sound like a guy doing a really bad Spanish accent.
Oh, damn. See, sometimes I try and blag it and just
it didn't sound like... It didn't sound Spanish, actually, like... I was just...
Because I do
it
that...
It sounded gibberish. I was like Sting.
Sting?
I don't know. Like, what's that gibberish song he did?
I've no idea. What, Goo Goo Gaga?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, or what's he called? Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, him,
Radio
yeah.
Goo Goo. Anyway, this is radio shit, isn't it?
This is Radio FUBAR, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, basically, we just joined us here in the studio, and no one knows us, do they? No one knows us because we're new boys. So we need to sort of intro you into our lives. Yep. Me and Andy have been best friends since we were 15. We met in a very, very rock and roll circumstance. Rollerblading in the local flower gardens.
What?
Didn't we, Andy?
Yeah, sorry, I've just got found some blood on myself.
Look. Well, Andy's bleeding, so...
Is that blood or paint? I can't tell.
I don't know, but now... Let's have a look.
I think it's paint.
Well, if it hurts, it's blood, and if it's not, it then hurt. It's just red pen.
I think it's just... Yeah, it's red. No, it's red pen, it's red pen.
It's red pen.
Okay, that's false alarm.
Stop the ambulances. It's fine. He's might be called an ambulance because you drew a red line on yourself. Oh, I've just realised.
I once called an ambulance because I had a nosebleed when I was a kid.
Nice. But
well, I was about five, and he's bleeding for a whole hour. And basically, the ambulance came, got in the ambulance, 5 minutes away from the thing, it stopped. I had to drive me back again home.
That always happens. I hate that.
Other guy could, because his head could have come off and he's waiting for
We can't come now. We've got a man with a nosebleed. It's stopped.
A five-year-old man.
It's stopped.
Nosebleed. Yeah, anyway, all right.
What were you doing calling the...
I didn't call it myself. I was only five.
What, your mum called it for a nosebleed?
Yeah, it was an hour-long one.
Paula, you've gone mad.
Also, one time I bled a nosebleed, but then it came out of my eyes.
You cried blood.
Blood out of my eyes. Like
I did
a
that
demon.
As well. That's pretty mad.
Yeah,
it's great. I think
someone's put me in a bath.
It's your sinuses. They all get backed up. You see, well, it's got all ENT. I know this because of when I did it. Ears, nose, and throat all gets connected. One thing happens to one, they all go kapooey.
Do they?
Yep. Kapooey is a medical term.
Yeah, right. That's another word I can add to the list of words.
Lush, kapooey, yeah. And
all right. Yeah. Introduce ourselves.
So we want to give you a bit of a rundown on who we are. So we've known each other since we were kids. And we want to do a little test. So I have basically written down, we want to see if we have the same perception of each other as we have ourselves. Like, you see yourself one way, but do other people see you the same way?
Right.
It's a very deep question.
Yeah, very,
you
know? Nice.
So I've basically written down, and so has Andy, how I see myself. And I just we're going to see if it tallies up with the way he sees me.
Go on then.
Best friends, aren't we?
Yeah.
So here we go. What have I got here?
What have you got then? So this is you describing yourself.
This is me. I'm going to give you some facts about me and see if you go yep or no. I don't know.
All right.
Always too hot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Always moaning about the temperature.
Yep, yeah.
Taking your t-shirt off, opening windows when you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Standing under fans.
Well, yeah, I have to. Yeah.
But the thing is, but half the time you're wearing a flipping hat, a woolly hat.
Yeah, because it looks good.
You moan about being too hot.
But I have to look. What's more important? How you feel or how you look? How you look?
Well, yeah, no, I
isn't
agree.
It?
Yeah.
If you don't look good, you're never going to be happy.
Yeah.
If you're that's
depressed,
a fact.
But depressed, but you've got a lovely hat on.
Yeah, exactly. I may kill myself, but I will have a hat on in that grave.
All right. So that's the best one,
frugal?
It? Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Frugal? Something
insane.
Something that sums up. I'm actually...
You buy stuff for like 3p just because it's 3p.
I bought some 6p naan breads the other day because they've gone down. That's 1p naan
bread.
What's
that you got in your hand now? You just got this from Tesco's.
In my hand now, I have a Beck's Blue alcohol-free beer. It's 31 pence and it's covered in dirt.
Yeah, it looks disgusting.
I think basically it must have rolled under a shelf for a couple of years and they found it and thought, let's just blow that off and see if anyone goes for it. Oh, is that someone else?
Yeah, no, but that is basically the other day, his coat broke. So like we went to the shop, he wanted to get Needle and Thread to fix it.
Yeah.
And the Needle and Thread was £1.50. You couldn't do it because you kicked off.
Basically. I couldn't
handle
that.
Can't just have the needle in its own. Like the guy was like, "We sell it with needle and thread together." And you were just like 10 minutes. You were deliberating. You started sweating because you couldn't deal with that. Having to spend £1.50. Then for the next 3 days, you just moaned about it.
I had
you bit all your nails down out of frustration.
I know. I had to actually steal something from another place.
Yeah, to steal some peanuts
to level out the in my head because I knew that I'd been robbed of the £1.50. I had to go to another shop and get that £1.50 back by stealing. It's not a good way to live.
It's not, also, stealing's bad.
Stealing's
don't
bad.
Don't do that.
Don't
anyone.
Do it, all right? This station might be called FUBAR, but we don't want your life to be FUBAR'd by, thieving. So I got easily bored. I'm already bored with that point, so that's me. Need a lot of validation.
Yeah.
Nice natured, adorable, respectful.
Wait a second, what?
Just sort of, just nice guy.
Nice.
Charismatic, sort of walk to a room.
Well, it was all this adorable bullshit.
I just thought you'd have an argument to say with that, because you're negative, aren't you?
I'm not.
I'm an adorable, respectful sort of guy, aren't I?
Respectful?
Yeah,
you know,
people's feelings and
what are you respectful of? Just, I can only think of things that you're disrespectful of.
Go on, give me some things that I've ever.
Not stealing, not respectful of that.
Okay, fine. Private property, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Entering people's houses when they don't want you to.
When?
People's ears.
People's ears.
But your voice is too loud, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, is this to do with me having too much of a high pitched, screechy voice?
Yeah.
This is.
You could just tone it down a little bit.
I can't. Okay, I've tried, but I feel like I'm being repressed.
Right. All right, okay, what's the next point? But you're not
anyway, listen,
anyway.
Listen, this is a fact for you, another little fact. This is just a little free fact. What's his name? Abraham Lincoln, the bloke from Bill and Ted's X-Men Adventure, the President of the United States.
Yeah.
He had an extremely high voice, so when you went into a court of law or into a political sort of setting, he'd go and go, "Aye!" And everybody would go, whoa, what was that? And he'd cut through them, and that's how he got to the top, because his voice was so high, it just sort of sheared above everyone else.
Yeah, no, I told you that.
Well, I just thought I'd get it in there in case listeners thought it might sort of sway them around to me thinking, yeah.
What's the next one then? Because these are start.
I've got frugal, yeah. Quite mysterious, sort of enigmatic.
What?
I don't know.
Is this about you running off at night?
Well, it's, you know, when at the end of the night, you know, if everyone else is on a night out having a good old drink, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'll just sort of disappear and
turn around, you've gone.
Yeah, where is he? Where's he gone? Yeah, just like a magic man, like the Copperfield.
Yeah, but that's not being mysterious. That's just you running off being sick.
Yeah, but, you know, where has he gone? Where's he gone now? I don't know. Who knows?
Why is that mysterious?
People like that. People like that on me. Because I'm guessing.
That's the thing. You think you're like Batman?
Yes.
Just disappearing.
Exactly. Good. I am like Batman.
No, you're
right.
Not. This is the thing. Batman doesn't go off and be sick in a bin, does he?
Well, how do you know? He's always got those smoke bombs.
So you think Batman's run off to be sick?
Well, what are those smoke bombs for then? And they just cover up the sick. He probably gets rid of the smell. It's like a shake and vac.
What's your next point?
I don't know. Sort of genius, some of my ideas.
What is this list?
All right, so I have like some of the ideas I come up with. I've got some good ideas. I come up with some sort of good things. Sometimes, like you always say, that I get confused. Sometimes I get confused between my thoughts and your thoughts, though, don't I?
Yeah. You told me this the other day. Yeah. What happens there?
I don't know. I sometimes you tell me off. Basically, I'll say, oh, I've had a good idea, and you'll go, no, I told you that. That's my idea.
Yeah. No, every single day, you just did them with Abraham Lincoln. What goes on? Yeah, basically, you come into the room and you go, oh, Andy, I really hope he's going to do that thing. And I'm like, who? What thing? And you're like, well, the thing. I'm like, well, you haven't told me who the guy is and what the thing is.
I can be quite arrogant sometimes in thinking that you are thinking the same thought as me.
Yeah.
I just assume that if I have a thought, I think, yeah, everyone else is having this thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just start the conversation from where I've left off in my head.
Yeah.
And then they go, who are you? What's going on?
And after all the hard work of trying to work out who is this guy, I have to like literally try and dig for information.
Yeah. So yeah, well, that's pretty much all I've got, to be honest. I can get on with anybody.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which is good. I can like, you know, if I meet someone, I'll be able to, whatever language they're from, whatever they speak, I'll be able to sort of communicate with them.
Yeah, generally, I think what you try and do is you're kind of like a bit like a social chameleon. So when someone's talking, you often, like, without knowing, you're copying the way they're speaking.
Yeah, but that's good.
No, it's not. If they try into like a Spanish person, like, for example.
Yeah.
But you're just like, literally, it's so embarrassing to hear you. You're like, oh hello, do you know where the supermarket is?
Yes, that's called talking
like,
Spanish.
No, that's not talking Spanish. It's just like, they think you're taking a piss out of them.
No, they don't. Pete, honestly, they're like, I swear to God, I've read books on this. It's like, it's this trait of psychopaths do it.
Right.
And like, that isn't why I do it. I'm right. I'm going to say that now.
You just expose yourself as a psychopath.
No. I didn't say that. I said sometimes a psychopath will use that to make that person feel comfortable so we can manipulate them, which is not why I do it. I do it because they, because I'm a nice guy. And
you just get bored halfway through that sentence.
Yeah. Sorry, what are you pointing at, by the way, Andy?
I think we're going to play another song.
We're going to play another little song. Yeah. What is this?
It's called Odessa by Caribou.
Oh, love Caribbean.
You don't know this
song. They're the best lollies you can get.
Thank you.
Hi there, welcome back to Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest on Sfubar Radio.
Sfubar Radio.
Spelled with, Sfubar. It's the new, it's the new place
anyway,
to be.
To pronounce it, isn't it?
Yeah, so with me, Richard Hardesty, and Andrew Needle over there. In case you're wondering very quickly why it's called Audio Vision Quest, we, should I mention this now?
Oh yeah, yeah, do it.
Okay, basically, okay, so we wanted to, well, it's, to be honest, it's sort of falling apart. We wanted to enlighten you. A vision quest is what Jim Morrison used to do. He'd go off to the desert, pump his head full of drugs, take a load of peyote, learn from himself, learn about the universe.
Yeah.
We wanted that to come from the radio show. It won't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that doesn't seem like that so far, does it? Seems
well,
like you pumped your head for the wrong sort of drugs.
Well, you've learnt about Freddy Krueger's hat-wearing skills.
Everyone's favourite burnt paedophile.
Yeah, exactly. You've learned that Nigel Farage is actually younger than Brad Pitt. And you've learned that I am a lovely, lovely man who isn't a psychopath.
Right.
So, I mean, you're already three up.
Yeah.
So you're already in line in that way. Anyway, so what happened was we've got these. We didn't realise we were going to have these new jingles with this guy with the lovely voice.
I've got a better one.
Andy, basically. Okay, Andy, I have to do this to humour him. Okay, so
no, I can't hear that.
Well, can you just like ignore this? Andy made a jingle for the radio show, and so do you want to play the jingle?
Good lad.
So this is oh, I'm not patronising you. This is Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest.
Here we go.
Audio Vision Quest.
Right.
What the hell is that?
What do you mean?
What in God's name is that?
Well, it was an Audio Vision Quest. It's like, it sounds like there's a jungle noise, it's like exciting music, and there's a little monkey doing a little bongo thingy.
But what? So why would you see a monkey? I don't get
because
this.
Because you might see a monkey in the jungle, or wherever he's off.
It sounds like a baby smashing a keyboard. Beep, 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 bong, 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 all his bits
well,
at the top.
Well, maybe you might see that. That might be what enlightenment is. A big baby smashing a keyboard.
Yeah, maybe that's what God is.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the big baby going, oh, hitting the tempo, turning that up and down.
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty deep.
Exactly. So who knows?
So that's three things now. You've learned what God is. We've explained what God is on the show. People said it couldn't be done with words, but there, we've just done it. It's a baby smashing the tempo on a keyboard. Right. So you've learned about me. Nice guy. Not psychopath. Loving man. Caring, sensitive. Genius.
You've really picked yourself up, haven't you?
Shush, Andy. Now you're going to learn about Andy. So here we're going to tell you about Andrew Needle. So Andy, you tell me what you think about yourself then, and I'll tell you what I've got on you.
Just one quick thing. I just sorry to go off on a tangent, but someone has sent us a Twitter.
Yeah.
A woman called Tina Chow.
Right.
Just a quick question to you.
Right.
Bit annoying, but are you planning on adding your cat camo cardigan? Are you planning on adding your cat camo cardigan collection anytime soon?
Right.
What does that mean?
I think I know what's happened here. I have got a I've got a cardigan which I bought the other week. I found in a bargain bin. You know when you go to a bargain bin and you find a little a cardigan, and basically it looks like a cat crawled on me. Someone put it on Snapchat. The cat crawled on me, and the cat got camouflaged by my cardigan. It's like Predator.
Right.
The cat was like Predator. And anyway, so Tina, yes, I would like to add to that cat cardigan collection.
Right, okay. So is that anything that none of us will be excited about?
No one's going to be excited about that.
No, it's just you and her.
Just me and Tina, whoever Tina is.
Right, cool, get on with me then.
Thank you, Tina. You beautiful woman.
Yeah, so Tina, don't tweet in again.
Already getting tweets right. My incredible cardigan collection. So, Andy.
Yep.
Tell me about yourself. Come on. You tell me about you, and I'm going to tell you what I think of you.
You told me to do this, right? I was initially a bit reluctant, but I've written a few things down, but they're not... You know, I'm not very good at blowing my own trumpet.
I can't play the trumpet. I've seen you blow it when you were drunk once.
What?
Carry on. Nothing.
I can't reach.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, skinny.
Yes, very skinny. Yeah. Very, very skinny. Well, you've got like... I don't mean to be... Basically, Andy's legs are... They're small, aren't they? They're very thin.
Thin,
and by thin, I mean...
Slender.
You know, they're slender, and there is... You know when they're so slender that when you're on a tube... People's children go, Mommy, look at that man's legs.
I know.
And sometimes, that time there was a man in a wheelchair went past, he'd obviously been in all his life, and his legs were bigger than yours.
And it looks like I'm fresh out of a wheelchair. I do say that sometimes to them.
What? As an excuse?
Yeah.
I've been healed.
I've just come out of a wheelchair.
And if you're thinking that I was just born bless him. Yeah, I know.
No, they are thin, aren't they?
They're very thin. Didn't you on holiday?
I went on a jet ski in trousers.
Yeah, I went on holiday with Andy when we were younger, and he went to, this is how Andy does. He doesn't just like normal people walk around in shorts and go for a quick dive and a swim. He puts some jeans on, he walks to the edge of the pool, quick look right and left, pops his jeans down, jumps in, goes for a little swim, back out into the jeans, back to the sun lounger.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's right.
It's funny to watch. You're like a little like a detective, sort of like looking left and right, like you're going to do some sort of deal, and then pull your pants down and dive in.
Yeah, or some sort of weird pervert or something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. So, carry on. Also, okay. I know the reason why you're actually, why you asked then. Not being weird, but you say the reason you're small and thin.
Small? Why do you keep saying small,
by the way? Because you say the reason...
I'm nearly as tall as you are.
I'm actually 6'1", mate.
Yeah, I'm 5'11.5".
Well, there we go.
Three quarters.
That's the whole inch I've got on you.
That's not small, is it?
No, you're not small. Yeah. You're a good height. I mean, everyone's a good height. Let's not discriminate against... Let's not be heightist. Okay. But the reason
that you're being heightist towards me all the time.
Well, I can... Excuse my friend. Am I allowed to, like, slag you off?
No, you're not.
No?
No. I've changed the rules.
Have I sort of misinterpreted friendship?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God,
okay. It's not just slagging another human being off the whole time.
Oh, no. I've got this all wrong. Okay. So the reason you say you're so skinny is because you have a small mouth.
Yeah.
And this is the reason. You basically... I've been into his room. There's half-eaten pieces of toast. You go in there, you can't even finish a whole piece of toast.
I get bored halfway through.
That is insane.
I just save it for later, then I forget about it.
I know, it turns green.
Yeah.
I've been in there recently.
I know.
It's mad in there.
I've got a very small mouth, so like I can't eat as fast as other people.
So that's why you think you're thinner?
Yeah.
It's like a jungle in your room. It's like, in your room, it sounds like the Vision Quest jingle should be.
Yeah, that's what I got inspiration. Toasty jungle.
A toasty jungle, yeah. I've just got some... I've got likes Prosecco.
Right. That's what I do, yeah. Okay, that's interesting too.
Do you know what? Here's one thing on Andy, which I'm going to... Sorry to... I've just realised I'm having a go at you a little bit. But you, Andy, are a scaredy cat. I've noticed over the past couple of weeks, I've been keeping a record. Now, Andy lives with other people, yeah? He lives with a big group full of other people. There's about, well, two other people.
A big group
of three people.
Yeah. Three's a crowd, isn't it, so?
It is a crowd. But sometimes
I live with a crowd of people. Go on.
Yeah, you live with a crowd of people. And basically, so, Andy works in his bedroom. Sometimes people will have parties in the front room, which carry on through the night and into the next day. Andy, the next day on a Sunday, will be too afraid to go into his own kitchen and get out some food, so, or use any of the utensils. Basically, yeah. He doesn't have the balls to go into his own front room. So I've caught him sawing a lemon in half with a saw in his bedroom because he can't bother to go get a knife. Also... Wait. Yeah. Instead of putting his salad into the fridge, hangs it from his bedroom window with a shoelace, so it just hangs out in the...
But that wasn't because I was scared, it's because I was lazy. Can't be bothered to go to the fridge. Also, by the way, you were scared that time. We were both scared sitting in my room. I was like, well, I have to let cut a lemon.
I was faking it, mate.
You weren't faking it. You didn't dare. You had to build yourself up to go into that room.
I didn't want
to
make you feel bad, did I? I could have walked in there whenever I wanted.
You were very scared when you came back.
I'm a good actor. That's another thing that should be on my thing. Good actor. Oscar-worthy actor.
Right. Well, that's enough for me, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about? Yeah, that can't just be it.
Well, we've got Traffic Joy coming in a bit, haven't we?
Got Traffic Joy. Okay, cool, wicked. Well, I know what we can talk about. Basically, I want your opinions, please. If you're listening to this, please tweet in. I have come up with some genius names. Not genius, but like, I think these are good names for a kid. I want to have a kid one day, yeah?
Yeah.
When I say I want to have a kid, I want to have a kid that is exactly the way I want it to be. I don't think, because, you know what I mean, you've often said you actually shouldn't have a child.
No, you shouldn't.
But I think I should. I just need the right kind of child. I want one that's like, sort of... You know, I like them a mixed race kid with big dreadlocky hair, like maybe some sort of tattoo, and like, you know, that's the sort of kid I want.
Well, you can't have a tattooed baby though, can you?
Why?
What are you going to tattoo it with? Picture of your face?
With a tattoo gun.
What?
A tattoo gun.
But that will hurt it, won't it?
But no, because you don't remember stuff when you're a child.
We drug it first.
Have you ever met someone who's been scared in their childhood? No. It's fine. It will be fine. It'll look awesome. It'll thank me when it's older.
What tattoo are you going to get?
Just
a snake riding a...
No, I want it to have, like, you know, like, my ideal kid is sort of like a little sort of feral kid. So, you know, like in Waterworld.
So you're going to chuck it out in the woods and leave it for 10 years?
Yeah, but then it'll learn its own.
And then it comes back after. It'll be like chewing the sofa and stuff.
It'll be like a little Wookiee coming back. It'll be all weird. It'll thank me for it in the end. Because it'll be...
I don't understand. Why do you want that?
It will be freer than we are. Because we've been conditioned by society, haven't we? Look at us all scared, going into work. This will just be like, well, it won't say anything. It'll be mute.
Yeah.
But it will be happy because I've left it. But I've gone off the point, basically. Okay. The point I was trying to get to, the very long way round.
Okay, yeah. What was the name of this child? Basically, you've come up with two names, haven't you?
Okay. Basically, two names. Tell me via Twitter if you think these are cool. Okay. For a boy, yeah? Kale.
Right. That is a shit name. Seriously, it's terrible.
No. You know, this is not fair, because you are thinking of the vegetable. You're not... Free your mind up, dude.
Free your mind of the vegetable. It's right. It's too...
Kale. Think about kale. Kale J. Hardesty. Kale. It sounds like...
Kale Hardesty sounds wank.
No, it sounds
honestly.
Good. Honestly, I swear. I know seriously, you're going to regret this when I have my son.
That, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not.
Sounds like Kalel a bit. It sounds a bit like Kane.
So let's call it Kalel then. That's better. Also, basically, what you're thinking, right, is that, Kale's dead fashionable now, right?
No, it's nothing to do with
that. That's the thing, in 20 years' time, it's not. Like, imagine, like, in the 70s, right, the porn cocktails were fashionable, deviled eggs were fashionable. You don't hear a kid being called deviled egg. Imagine now, it'd be like laughing stock.
Yeah, it would be an idiot, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's what it'd be like Kale being like 10 years' time.
No, because Kale sounds cool. Imagine...
It doesn't.
My other one, right, for a girl.
What?
Ready?
Go on.
Raisin.
Raisin. Mate, you shouldn't be allowed to have a kid or name it.
Think of the little girl from the Buffalo Roam. Yeah?
It just sounds like a little wrinkly thing.
No, it doesn't. Think of her going, imagine someone going, Raisin! And she goes, what? And turns around. She just, you know, sort of start... Raisin!
Mate, that is shit. Seriously, I'm not going to go, but that is... Right, we're going to go to the song.
Right.
You've disappointed me there.
Well, I'm annoyed. Right, we'll have a song then.
Yep.
What is it? What are we having?
Iron Maiden.
Walking through the city,
Yeah, it's all going off today.
Woo! That was Iron Maiden, was it?
Yeah, Rich has got a non-alcoholic beer.
Wow, welcome back to Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah,
the beautiful FUBAR Radio. I'm drinking a Beck's Blue non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, for
31p.
Which you found in the bargain bin.
Exactly. So, welcome back. Now, we're about to speak to you. This is a new section we're having. Basically, you know, on Louis Theroux, they have the Weird Weekends things, which they used to do. And it'd be they go meet people on the fringes of society. Well, me and Andy were in Soho one day, and we were fortunate enough to meet a man called Traffic Droid. Now, Traffic Droid, well, should we just give him a minute? Should we introduce him?
Do you need, yeah, he needs an introduction, doesn't he?
I should introduce exactly what he does. He basically is a... How do you describe him, Andy?
He's a man that goes around on a bicycle.
Yeah.
With like about 8 GoPros on him.
Yeah.
Recording traffic.
Yeah.
Looking for misdemeanors.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to bring him on now.
Yeah.
Welcome, Traffic Droid.
Greetings and salutations.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Working hard as always.
Good.
So I just did a little burp then because I've had some non-alcoholic beer. Sorry about that.
Beer?
So, yeah, but it's non-alcoholic. Please don't bust me, Droid. Please. It's okay. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do? Like, you explain it. We've tried to explain briefly, but like, how do you see yourself? What's your job? What's your role? What's going on?
I have no role. I have no job. But I have a job in the real sense of the word. I have a social responsibility born out of tragedy when I was hit about 6 years ago.
Oh, God.
And hit by a car while cycling.
Right.
And that's when all this droid business started.
The whole droid fiasco.
What was that due to, like, you banged your head?
Was it like one of those things where... So what can you take us through what happened? Was it severe or...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very... happened after I met my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. The next day after meeting her, I was just popping down to Tesco to the shops to buy some wine, and there was oncoming traffic, and left, and then the car suddenly just turned into me without signaling, and I went flying 10 feet, hit the ground, broke my rib.
No!
Luckily, I was wearing a helmet.
Oh, thank God.
And I had small cuts on my back, and then...
grazes.
Which still affects me to this day.
Oh my God. Do you still get like a bad back when you walk?
Well, now and then. Not as bad as when the initial years. First 2 years were very difficult. In fact, the last time I had physio was about 2011.
Right, okay.
So that's when it started getting a lot better.
And whose fault was it, the crash?
Yeah, who'd you see? Whose fault was it? Were you looking both ways for definite?
I was scanning with my eyes, as I normally do. You
come good, yeah. Always use your eyes.
There's a protocol. And if you want, with traffic rules, if you want to change direction, you follow rule 133, which is signaling. You signal, mirror, signal, maneuver.
That's when you wave your hands around, isn't it?
Well, this chap did not do anything. He just turned into me and I smacked right into the vehicle.
Bloody
damaged
idiot.
His windscreen and,
Oh my God. So it is, it's sort of like you're like a superhero, you know, and it's all like, are you sort of, is this born out of, I don't understand, harsh, vengeance? Is this like a sort of like, I will take them down, like RoboCop sort of thing?
Yeah, or is it like...
I mean, I was called Darth Vader yesterday.
Darth Vader?
I was called Flying Saucer.
Flying Saucer?
Well, all sorts of commentaries from people, these are conceptions from people, but this is not what I see myself.
No, it should be like cycling
saucer. I'm just a cyclist with cameras as a result of the accident to protect myself. And we find with cycling in London or anywhere in the UK or the world, there's this conception that cyclists are meant to be on the left or off the road. No. We are transportation as well, just like pedestrians, drivers, motorcyclists. Mm. You know, we share the road. There's an issue there.
Because sometimes I got a Bojo bike the other day, one of these Barclays bikes, and I was off on the path. I went for a park. So am I breaking the law there, going on the path?
If you go on the path, you're breaking Rule 64 Highway Traffic Code Act, which could attract a £60 fine.
Please don't tell anyone.
Unfortunately, you don't have enough cops on the road to patrol or police these issues.
Thanks. So what would happen if you'd have seen me going on there?
Would you have got a red card?
Would I have got a red card? Because you've got some cards on you, haven't you, which you deal out.
Okay, referee.
There's only one card I carry, and the only colour is red.
off the
charm. So there's no yellow card, like if someone's
no
sort of
yellow card, straight
off.
You learn on the spot. But anyway, seriously, with people, if you're riding on the pavement, I will tell you, as an active member of society, yeah. You know that I have this quest. Okay. To be a superhero, as people tend to call me. Okay. But there's a responsibility we all bear, because pedestrians use the pavements to transport themselves, cyclists use the road where there are facilities, or if you have a cycle lane, fine, you can use that. But in London's too small, the road's too small, so we have to share the roads.
Yeah, true. Mm. I say we should all bloody share everything. Get on. It's like road communism.
Yeah.
I see it more symbiosis.
I like that word.
Communism, yeah, that's an old adage and an old term we use.
Which ones do everyone to wear the same
Russian
shoes?
Yeah.
sounds rather militant.
Use the same roads, wear bearskin hats. But I think it would be great. So what would, hypothetically, Traffic Droid, Mr. Droid, what should we call, you don't have a real name, do you?
No, people know me as Traffic Droid.
And we'll
and
leave
that's
it at
what
that.
Matters.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what people know me as.
Okay, fine.
The ordinary man working 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Yeah. That's a different story.
Cool. So basically, here's a hypothetical thing. What happens if, say, if you saw a policeman committing a... If you went past the policeman and he was sort of like, you know, he did a little cheeky maneuver and thought, you know, I'm above the law. Would you take him down? Would you take him down to Chinatown?
Well, I will... You know, the police are there to make sure law and order is kept.
But sometimes...
For instance, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have had a situation where a cop, you know, we have this fight of, you know, bike boxes where cyclists hold at traffic lights ahead of cars, lorries and everything, so we are safer to move on. So I saw this police car. Right. Pull up and pass the solid white line, which is a violation 178 of the Highway Code.
Ooh.
And that will attract a £100 fine and 3 points if enforced. So, you know, I had to approach this very carefully. And he may take it the other way. And these are people I report bad driving to.
Yeah. Mm. You want to keep a good relationship, don't you?
You have to. Yeah. But I did advise. I said, you're over the line. Then he acknowledged. And he said, thank you. And,
he thanked you?
Oh, yes. Yes, he said I was right.
Yeah, that's good. I've seen a lot of things recently where people have said, you're wrong, and then they get shot.
Mm. Absolutely. I wouldn't do this in America without a bulletproof vest.
No way. He'd take your bloody head off for doing that. So who do you think you are? You just like probably...
Especially in Texas, you know.
Exactly.
You don't mess with Texas.
You got to be very, very careful. So, because we were thinking,
who's your, you know, like people compared you to a superhero. So I wondered who your favourite superhero is.
Are we going back to childhood terms? Superhero.
Yeah.
Who could be my superhero? Hmm. I'll say Carl Lewis, actually.
Who's
wow!
That?
Yes. Carl Lewis was an athlete that inspired me. In terms of athletics. But if you're talking of a superhero save the world...
Like a sort of floppy cape dude, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think Carl Lewis? Woman. I thought you meant the guy from Princess Bride.
Oh,
no,
right.
No, Carl.
I wonder why you got so excited.
All right.
Well, Carl Lewis, the athlete.
Right.
Can he fly? What can he do? What's his special powers? Speed? Was he fast?
His speed, yes. He was a very good sprinter in the 80s.
Right. He better not go over 30 miles an hour, though, right?
He could do. He could do.
But you'd have to bust him. You'd have to bring him down. Then you'd be in a quandary. I love you, Carl, but you're going to jail.
I'm taking you down, man.
All right, but seriously, though.
Sorry.
If you're talking about heroes,
yeah,
I would say heroes are people in society like the military.
Yeah, but what about superheroes?
Hang on, wait, but do we want the military, or do we see that as like, you know, because are they not used for also evil as well, for like going and invading the wrong places?
Well, it depends what you mean, because if you start talking about using them for evil deeds, I mean, if you're going to protect and protect lives in other countries, that's an honourable thing to do. If you have to protect lives,
protecting
especially
lives,
the British army in particular, are my heroes.
Wow. Mm. That's a very big statement, isn't it?
Me and Rich differ on this. I think Rich just sees military and armies just for evil, But I always say, you know, like, if there's an evil deed with an army, using it for evil, you have to use an army to try and combat it.
Well, you can call it a droid army if you like.
A droid army?
That'd be cool.
Like Terminator. You're all on bike.
Terminator is fictional. The traffic droid is real.
But the droid army is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the droid army. I think we're spreading now.
Are you? How many is there?
Well, we currently have 3 officially.
That's a big army.
One in Sussex and one in Yorkshire.
That's just the crowd.
Well, hey, is one in Yorkshire? Whereabouts?
North Yorkshire.
Where from there? Whereabouts?
How excited are you getting?
Sorry.
That is the name of the cyclist. North Yorkshire cyclist.
So we don't. Whereabouts in North Yorkshire? Because that's where we're from. So we're quite excited, and we know to like slow down if we go back.
Well, I hear it's bad in Yorkshire, but I don't know the place. We use social media as a means of communication.
Okay, good.
But I must emphasize that we haven't formed this coalition because we want to stand out different from everybody. Yep. But it's just that we deal with the issues head on.
Okay.
I take
like the collisions.
In society, because people using mobile phones while driving is a dangerous thing. It's even worse than being drunk, actually, because you're not actually focusing on what you're doing.
We
actively report these people to the police, road crime violations, and I believe with a lot of video cyclists around the UK, with the constant publishing on YouTube, we have indirectly influence, especially in London. I don't know about elsewhere, but it'd be interesting to find out the implication of Rule 178, the bike box. Right. Now, the next one, the most important thing, which I think everyone should take at heart, is violation 163, which is the close pass. This is the greatest violation in which will produce conflict.
Okay.
Any driver going more than 10 miles an hour and less than 1 meter near you will cause fright.
Really?
Yeah, and that will start an argument. It could kill, actually.
10 miles an hour?
Oh, to a bike, not a...
I'm just saying technical terms, the legal terms. 10 miles an hour. But any car that overtakes a cyclist on the same lane is looking for trouble.
Right.
Okay. We saw something of you this morning, getting overtaken by a bus and like giving it a red card.
Yeah,
but
bus or coach?
A big coach.
It looked like a sort of big grasshopper.
We'll have to skip
this. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll have to put a link to this because it's hard to explain to the viewers. But we'll put a link to it. You got overtaken by a bus, and it was very frightening for you. Or were you not frightened?
I was frightened.
I could tell.
Naturally, I'm human, and I use the droid horns to stop the driver in his tracks. Mm. Now
you took on a bus like David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You took it on with the red card.
If you want to look at it that way, yes, the red card, everything. But he would have crashed into the sign. He would have crashed also into the traffic lights. Wow. Because there's this misconception, because you're cycling. And this is my argument. If you're cycling on a two-lane motorway, and it's not wide enough,
someone's going to get hurt.
You get in line, get in position to transition to wherever you're going to. There's this attitude in London. When you cycle and you're in the middle of the lane, you're taking a primary position. Drivers say you have to ride on the left. Ride in the gutter. There are broken glass, there are bumps, there are drain pipes. It's not safe. What do cars
Chris
do?
Buckets.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. What do cars do when they overtake a slow car ahead of them? What do? You tell me.
I don't know.
What do cars do in what? Sorry?
That is the problem. You don't know.
No one knows.
You don't look. You look in your mirror, you signal, then you maneuver, you overtake on the next lane. It is impossible for a car to overtake another vehicle that's in front of him on the same lane.
Yeah.
And that principle should also apply to cyclists using the lane.
Well, this is why I drive on the path, you see, because it's safer. Because if I
drive or cycle,
I cycle on the path. Sorry, I don't drive on the path. God no, I'm not a maniac. Just sort of like right, sod you, like I'm off an air. No, but because you know, I think right. End of the day, if I'm either going to get knocked off by a car or by a human, and if I'd rather hit a human and they get hurt than me be hurt and. It's a bit selfish of me, to be honest, when I think about it. It just seems safer on the path because people are walking slower and I'm the fastest thing.
Yeah, but it's not, is it?
Well, hey, it's up to you to ride slower. If you're not confident using the roads, where they're provided lanes, like cycle lanes or protected lanes.
We'll get some stabilizers
as well. You can use that if you wish. But the argument is, we come to think, these are the little, I'll tell you what. We have roundabouts, we have T-junctions, we have crossroads. There are principles in which we approach these areas to transition safely.
Andy actually drove over a roundabout once. You're getting grassed up, mate. Listen to this, traffic droid. Listen to this. Andy once, check this out, yeah? We're driving along. He starts twiddling with the radio. He looks down to the radio and he drives over a bloody roundabout. We all go,
that's an offense.
Exactly. So bust him.
That is an offense.
But don't bust me, please.
That's an offense. But unfortunately, we don't have enough policing on the streets.
No.
To check this.
Yeah, unfortunately, Andy, fortunately for you, Andy, there isn't enough. But you would be... See, I'm good.
What?
But you'd be going down, my boy.
Well, I'm getting victimized there.
Well, you could be crashing into a car.
I know, exactly. I mean, that's what the other driver said.
The other day, there was a car hire vehicle. Mm. We approached a roundabout near Great Good Place. Right. And obviously you give way to traffic coming in on the right.
Of course.
It's clear, you transition, you signal where you're going to, which is what I did. And the car behind me, guess what he did? He went all the roundabouts, almost crashing directly into an HGV vehicle.
Yeah, like Andy.
This is not a cyclist. This is supposed to be a driver, professional driver. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Andy also did another... Do you know what else he did?
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, this is twice he's crashed. A traffic driver. What do you think about this? To impress a woman, he was driving, where we were sat there, and he leaned to wave at like a passing girl, like, hiya, out the window.
Traffic droid, don't listen to this.
No, do listen, traffic droid. And he waved, leaned out the window to wave. And as he leaned, he turned the wheel and crashed right next to her. And then we had
Rich didn't like this girl, so Rich was shouting wanker out the window to her.
Andy!
And doing a wanker sign.
No, Andy,
and
listen, me and her have history.
Be careful when you say that. You could be guilty.
Listen, that could be.
He's guilty of doing the wanker sign.
No,
public
sure.
Woman. Public on our offence there.
What happened?
You have to be careful.
I need to explain to traffic droid. What happened was, we had some history together. It hadn't gone well. It hadn't ended amicably. And I was 17, and I simply wanted to be a bit rude and cheeky. But unfortunately, I did it at the same time as we crashed, and she actually ran over and said, are you okay afterwards?
Well, you're liable.
It didn't quite make sense because doing the wanker sign, but like, she
Stop
didn't
no,
have
no,
a,
no. If you did that to me, no, if you're driving and you did that to me, and you cause upset and distract me by doing that, I will possibly report you.
Good.
Section 5, public order offence, because you can cause an accident by doing that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I think
you can cause rage.
Yeah. I'm taking that back, and I'm sorry. I'm going to say it around now. Yep. I haven't apologised for this for the last 15 years, but I'm going to say it now. I am sorry about that.
Okay, I'm going to apologise to that roundabout as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And I also won't be driving on roundabouts again.
And
Listen. There are principles, right?
Yeah.
There are principles of using the road. Use the road like you're reading a book. There are laws and rules
on
the road. If everybody uses
judge
a
road by its cover.
Sorry?
Don't judge a road by its cover. It's because you made the book. I was trying to be funny. Carry on. Sorry.
No, I mean you need I mean there's a serious aspect here is why I do what I do as traffic droid. I've been knocked down 6 times.
Yeah.
The last time I was hit, actually the 5th time I was hit, was by a taxi driver, right? Mm. This taxi driver overtook me.
I've seen this.
He made a close pass. He didn't overtake on the next one. He overtook me, and then I pressed my horn to warn him so he doesn't hit me. And then he braked, and I had to swerve to the left because there was a car coming on the right to avoid hitting it into his rear. I didn't want to talk to him. I was going to a party. Mm. So I was cycling. Then I continued my cycling. I didn't want to engage. And then he came again, and deliberately knocked me off my bike.
Did he come from behind or?
Behind, and then came to my side, and then turned the wheels into me, and I hit the... I was lucky
and then
enough
bent
to go
into
underneath.
You?
Hang on. But
yes, I was knocked off my bike.
So you had you on your knees?
This year.
Wait,
I was knocked again off
serious,
my bike.
Serious. Wait, was it serious?
Attempted murder.
Attempted murder?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Guess what's happened to the driver?
He's in prison now.
He's not walking the street.
He's still driving. He's been given a offered a safety course at a driver safety course by the police.
That's good.
Well, that's at least
that ends well.
Has he learned his lesson?
Hurt?
Hopefully,
I was hurt. I was hurt.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not didn't end
emotionally,
well.
And I hit my chest on my handlebars, my knee on the tarmac.
Yeah.
So if a cyclist did that to a driver, they would probably get charged for that.
Mm.
But why is a taxi driver getting away with these things?
I think they're above the law.
It's a hard thing, isn't it?
The law needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Yes, the enforcement of the law needs to be consistent. But this is the important thing.
Okay.
Anybody driving in London, they need to understand that cyclists need space when they're cycling, just like cars.
Yeah.
Cars will have... Look, you have parked zones. You have cyclists going on where you have parked cars.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the middle of the lane, not the middle of the road, as they say.
Yeah.
You go in the middle of the lane, you are avoiding the doors from opening so you don't ride into them.
Okay.
That's the reason why you ride centrally.
Sure.
That's great.
Sure.
That's
so, traffic droid, we're having to get signals from our producer. We're running out of time, but thank you so much.
Thanks
this is really
lot,
important.
Mate.
And anyone who's going out there on a bike, for God's sakes, wear a helmet. Wear some elbow pads.
Don't drive over roundabouts. Don't do wanker signs to women.
Yep. Anyway, if you're in a car or out of a car, don't do that.
And watch out for...
And watch out for traffic droid. Traffic droid will be watching out for you.
Watch out for cyclists.
Yes. Watch out for cyclists. That's the one message to take from this. Thank you so much, traffic droid. Enjoy
You're
yourself
welcome.
For going to a song. And you take care.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
mate.
You.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.
That was Health with Die Slow.
Wow, I have no idea who that was. I have no idea about any music because I'm not really into it, am I, Andy?
No, you're not. Yeah, don't like it, do you?
Sorry, this is Richard Hardesty and Andrew Needle on FUBAR Radio. It's the Audio Vision Quest.
Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest on FUBAR Radio.
told ya. Yeah.
Oh god, I made myself sick. Oh god,
so, that was really crazy.
That is awful. If you're listening to that, erase it from your mind. Yeah. Oh my good god, that is the. I hate it when I stoop low like that.
What the fuck was that?
I panic sometimes. I just do stupid stuff like to retention. I pull my pants down and stuff like that.
Yeah, don't do that. No.
As a kid, I used to do that though, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't know, I wasn't there.
Well, honestly, as a kid, I'll let you in on this now. Do you know what, honestly, I used to basically, my mum's parents, I was such an attention seeker. When my mum's parents used to come round, I used to pull my pants down, get myself into a state of arousal, and then chase them round with it. To the point when it got so bad, she actually took a photo of me and said, look, if you do that again, I'm taking this to your school. I went, okay, I won't do it anymore.
Wonder what happened to that photo?
I don't know, but if you're listening,
mum. Did it?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, no.
Tweet it out if you'd like to, Mum, if you're on Twitter there. Sure, Jimmy Savile would like to see that.
No, I do the thing with putting things in my pants. Do you know Princess Teela out of He-Man?
Yeah.
I used to have the action figure. I used to put that down my pants.
See, that's
I used to get aroused off it, I think. I was about four or something. I don't know what I was doing, but...
Yeah, you didn't know what you were doing at the time, did you?
No.
It's like, I see, you sort of, your hormones were going mad, but you didn't know why. You're like, this feels ace, but... I'm not sure why.
Wipe a little plastic lady down my pants is good.
Yeah, why do I keep running up to my room with a K's catalogue and going straight to the back where the bras are?
Oh, I know where that is.
Well, yeah, I was 21 by then, so I know exactly what I was doing. But so we went to watch Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
On when was it? Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, went along to the View Cinema.
You're pretty annoyed that you had to spend 14 quid, weren't you?
14 quid. I didn't enjoy it as much as Andy because mainly I was seething about that. So I just spent. I was just looking at all I could see when I was watching it was a massive sign saying 14 quid. 14 quid.
Yeah.
14 quid.
But like, you need to get over this because it's going to ruin your life.
No. How dare you? As he swigs his 31p non-alcoholic beer.
How good does that make you feel? That was a nice little snurp noise down the mic. How much does that make you feel good that that's 31p?
It makes me feel beautiful. I feel like I win.
This is it. You're winning
other
people.
I win, Bex. You don't win. You don't own me. I own you.
This is it. I can tell. You feel like you've lost and you feel like you need to get one over on someone.
Yeah, I feel like Spielberg's gotten me by the bollards. But I feel... Did he do that film?
No.
All right. Well,
he produced it or something.
Well, still, I feel like the movie industry has got me, and they're laughing at me, saying, "Ha ha! You just gave us 14 quid to see a big fake dinosaur. It wasn't even real."
All the dinosaurs are just laughing.
Yeah, they're all, and then they were pretending. Those guys on screen were pretending, and we got you. I feel like going, "Damn you! I could have downloaded this illegally, especially when all that's out there now." You have to pay for anything anymore. That's the beauty of this place.
But is it though? Because other people are getting screwed over by that.
Yes, but I'm punching up, Andy. Remember, I'm punching up to the big boys, the movie industry boys. I'm just a little guy.
Yeah, but what if you decide to make a movie?
That's a good point. When I'm a movie star, what's going to happen then?
You're annoyed at those people, then you won't feel like you're punching up.
I'll have to punch down at them
anyway,
from above.
The film, what do you think of this film then?
I was annoyed about the thing, so I spent a lot of my time just sort of moping, didn't I? And eating my £1 popcorn that
just
smuggled in. What did you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah?
Everyone seems to go, oh yeah, films aren't good as they used to be and stuff, but I reckon it's us that's changed. People have changed. Basically, when you're a kid, you're so much more alive to the possibilities and like that things are real. You don't think, oh, that guy's an actor, that was CGI, that cost 14 quid to get into. You just see it on screen, just people, it just seems magical. Like your brain's more open and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So when you get older, that kind of closes down a bit and you start to see other things. But if you just look at it from the mindset of a kid... Like it was amazing. There's shitloads of dinosaurs in it. They ate people. A big one came out of the water.
I'm just thinking about that 14 quid again. Sorry,
I
know what you mean. Basically, it's like when you're a kid, you weren't going, oh, there's Sam Neill. That bloke, you're just like, oh my god, it's just a bloke in a neckerchief looking absolutely awesome.
Paleontologist.
Yeah, and that's the thing which always surprises me actually, because like you know we're pretty intelligent guys as human beings, and me and you and everyone in the world. But yeah, I'll go into watch a movie and get sucked in, but I watch Star Wars and go, oh my god, he's gonna die. But even though I know that's Harrison Ford, I know him.
Well, that's the thing that you
he's going out with
Ally
McBeal.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, is he still doing that?
Maybe he's not, but still, you get what I'm saying.
But then he's getting surprised by magic, isn't he? But he knows that's bullshit.
How does Steven Spielberg watch a film and go, do you reckon he watched it and goes, wow, or he just goes, there's Dave, that Arno did the lighting rig on that? Or do you reckon he watched it in a different way? He can't get sucked in. He can't believe it and get scared.
Yeah, I need to quickly go back to that. That was going to sound like a moron. Basically, like Harrison Ford, Dynamo came to his house. Was it Dynamo?
Dynamo.
David Blaine came to Harrison Ford's house and put a card in an orange. Harrison Ford went mental.
Oh, yeah. No.
You need to look that up on the internet.
Out. Go
he
on
freaked
the internet.
Out. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Check it out.
Yeah, David Blaine. David Blaine's weird, though, isn't he? He looks like Ross Geller on heroin. He's all mopey, doesn't he? He's
got like a droopy-eyed Ross Geller.
A droopy-eyed Ross Geller with a slightly more of a tan.
Like, yeah, if Ross was tired.
If Ross was tired, you know,
and didn't want to speak to anyone,
and had an eye drawn on his hand, I can't imagine Ross Geller ever sticking his palm in Eamon Holmes' face and just going there.
Well,
an eye.
Let's wait and see.
That'd have been weird if the end of Friends, the final episode, he just went, they closed the door.
I can't imagine Eamon Holmes in Friends.
I would love to see him sat in Central Perk having nine cakes all around him. Sorry, he gets upset about his weight, doesn't he?
Oh, does he?
I think there's a thing in the paper where he said, like, you know, I like having a laugh, but sometimes it goes a bit too far.
Yeah, you're not punching up now.
Am I not?
He's upset. Yeah.
Eamon Holmes is...
You're punching him while he's down on this...
Eamon Holmes is bigger than me. What? I don't mean physically, but like, he's doing better than I am. But I'm sleeping on your couch,
upset,
mate.
He's upset by this. He listens to this show.
I know he's our number one
fan. It's our first one, but, you know, I'm sure he listens.
Eamon, if you're listening, I apologise for the weight reference. You're a lovely man, and I hope Ireland's doing you proud.
Yeah, but this Jurassic Park, because that's what we're on about in the first place. Yeah,
the movie. Hey, very quickly.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, carry on.
Go on then.
I was just going to say movie, yeah? You know the word movie?
Okay.
Go on.
Well, we're going to miss out all the Jurassic... Oh, forget it.
Yeah, no, go on.
Go on, you talk. No, you first.
Okay, fine. Well, all I was going to say was, you know the word movies, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't be downbeat, you bloody fool.
Can't be arsed now.
Keep it up, come on.
I can't be bothered with this.
Right.
Go on.
But the word movies, yeah? Yeah. Right, think about this. This is going to... Another little sort of like a weird facty thing, but like, it's moving picture. Movies. We call them movies. That is so babyish.
It's a proper babyish name, isn't it?
Like, I'm off to the movies. Yeah. It's not like a moving picture. It's not like a movie. A movie. It's like going.
It's super. It's like having about it.
Yeah,
it's
music. Like, called the soundie. The soundie like speaks.
Walkie talkie.
Yeah.
You're walking, you're talking. Walkie talkie.
It's a walkie talkie to the movies.
Yeah, someone's mum made that up.
So, yeah. I got a lush little movie. Awful.
Yeah.
Send in your babyish words if you've got any.
Just tweet us at Rich Nandy. That's the handle on Twitter.
And also at FUBAR.
Oh, yeah, Radio. FUBAR Radio. At FUBAR Radio.
Put that in there for a bit of promotion.
Yeah, FUBAR Radio. At Rich and Andy. Yeah.
That's so professional.
Done. Yeah, what's one there? Pardon myself.
So carry on then.
So basically, can I just tell you something about related to dinosaurs?
Yes.
Right, this is mental.
Right.
Right. Basically, a chicken has been born.
Right.
With a dinosaur's face.
Sod off.
Yeah. Swear to God. It was on BBC Earth.
How?
I don't know, but I don't know, I do know actually, but I'll probably mess it up.
Was this in the film?
No, I've read it afterwards.
Okay, go on.
I went home. Basically, right, they're a chicken, these scientist guys, like isolated the proteins that make a beak grow inside the egg.
That make a what grow?
A beak.
A beak, okay, chicken, fine.
So basically, because, you know, there's a theory out there that chickens are descended from dinosaurs, or all birds are. In the start of that Jurassic World, it's like a big foot, and then it goes up and it's a little crow, innit? That's a little nod to that.
So the beak gene.
Yeah, but they've isolated his atoms. Not atoms, there's proteins. Jesus, that's the thing.
Atoms. You mean atom?
I don't know.
Atoms.
Listen to it, ignore that bit.
Okay.
Basically, they've isolated these, the bit that makes the beak grow, and then if you do that, a snout grows instead.
A snout on the end?
No, the beak doesn't grow, then the snout does instead.
What? So I'm
it's a dinosaur.
I don't understand how a beak with a snout on it is a dinosaur.
There's no beak with a snout on it. It's a no beak.
Because
they've got rid of the isolated these things, right?
Yeah.
That make a beak grow.
So you're saying you've got a chicken with a snout?
A chicken with a dinosaur's face.
What is that? Isn't a dinosaur?
Yes, it is, mate.
That isn't a dinosaur. That's just a mess.
No, it isn't. What are
that
you talking
is
about?
Weird. You can't have. I couldn't be scared of something that's feathered.
Well, but the dinosaurs had feathers on them.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did, mate. Have you not been keeping up with dinosaur times?
I've seen Jurassic Park. I know how they look.
That's another thing they did in Jurassic World, actually. What they did was, because it's like common knowledge now that dinosaurs had feathers, but no one likes that idea.
It's not common knowledge. I would know that. I'm a common man.
Okay, but no one likes that theory or that idea because it, you know, it's like cognitive dissonance. It makes you feel kind of like...
Right.
You don't like the thought of it.
No.
Because you're used to the idea of like the T-Rex not looking camp.
Yeah, having like a big bird.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like, apparently that's the truth of it, right? In Jurassic World, they actually bring that up and they go, oh, yeah, but if dinosaurs were the way we wanted, like, we had to change them to fit into the public's perception of dinosaurs. So they had to tweak the DNA and stuff to make it so they didn't have feathers. Anyway, this... Basically, there's been a chicken born with a dinosaur's face. So basically, if someone says, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
What?
The dinosaur.
But didn't we know that?
What do you mean?
We know that already. The chicken, the dinosaur obviously came...
But wasn't it a fact? Now I know it's like, you know...
But then...
Proper.
Oh, my God. It's too... I can't... These philosophical questions...
What's
it's too deep for me.
Philosophical question?
Chicken or the egg?
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. Well, just say dinosaur. When someone asks, say dinosaur.
Just shout dinosaur in the face.
Just shout dinosaur in the face and run off.
And run away. And that means you win. What have I got here? Oh, yeah, this is what I wanted to talk about. So basically, coming up after the break, we're going to have a song. But before that, I just wanted to chat to you about this, basically. Anyone at home who's listening. You know how, like, people... Say if you... Okay, how do I frame this? Okay, so you know how people can sometimes be, like, dickheads, can't they? Some people are dickheads, aren't they? They act in certain ways and they're dickheads. But, like, say when, you know, when you have, like, things like mental disorders, like autism or there's a spectrum. What's other ones? Like, say, bipolar. Someone might Asperger's. He's like, you know, someone might be like a mum or whatever. Might be like, okay, he may start crying. He may somewhat, like, cause a fuss, or he may, like, freak out or whatever. But he's got autism. But then... What's the spectrum of, like, when someone else, when, like, it's, you know, you meet some dickhead sometimes, like, he may act out, he may, like, hit someone. How do you know when they're just being...
Pay you back.
Is dickhead, like, a diagnosis? Could it be a medical condition? I'm knobhead.
I've got knobhead disease.
So yeah, that's it.
Diagnosis dick.
Yeah, diagnosis dick. Sounds like a cool detective program.
We could get Dick Van Dyke to host it, and he could just, like, go around diagnosing people as a dick.
Yeah. He just points and
he's called a dick as well.
Yeah,
from one dick to another, you're a dick.
Yeah, because then they can't say, you can't call me a dick. You can, because you're one.
Yeah,
I could do it.
A hypocrite.
I could do it.
Yeah, you could, Dick Hardesty.
Wow.
Rich, your mother's maiden name.
Don't bring this up.
Why?
Okay, go on then.
Your mother's maiden name was Small, wasn't it?
Yep.
So that makes you...
Right, so should we have a song then? Should we have a song?
Another song?
Yeah, I think we should have a little song before we... After the break, we're going to be chatting to a doctor about Andy's constant moaning about what is it? You think you've got hay fever every day?
Oh, do I have to do this? But
this is why you're a fanny. Play a song. We're coming back with a doctor.
All right, it's Velvet Underground.
Thank you. got a dollar. Oh no, man, I haven't got the time. Too busy sucking on a D-gong. Busy sucking on my D-gong. Oh, she just does that to the races.
That one out as it's 17 minutes long.
Thank you very much there. 17 minutes worth of, who was that?
Velvet Underground.
God, I should know these things, shouldn't I?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you should.
This is like common knowledge.
Yeah.
These guys, they were quite big, weren't they?
Yep.
Quite famous.
Yeah.
Is that it? What have you hit?
No, I tried to hit a little jingle thing of us, but it didn't work.
Go on, do it.
I don't know how to do it.
Basically, welcome back to Richard Hardesty and Andrew Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, this is Audio Vision Quest.
It is indeed. There we are. That's quite professional. Yeah. You sort of like finished off my sentence.
That's what we're meant to be doing.
That's what I normally
do
for you.
Congratulate yourself on some stuff we're meant to be doing.
Oh, yeah, it's well done for speaking, Andy. Well done there. Very good. So, coming up now, we have got a doctor.
Yeah,
we're going to be speaking to an actual doctor on the line, because Andy, one of the things I failed to mention was that he's a very pathetic man.
What the
every day you moan about the same thing.
No, listen, right, can I just clarify? I only moan about this one thing. Yeah. The rest of my life I don't moan, do I? I'm quite positive.
Just this one thing constantly.
Guy. Yeah.
So imagine having, so constantly, you'll find out now what that thing is when he explains it to an actual doctor.
But you're going to make it out like some crazy medical condition. I've just got hay fever.
No, well, you can't have hay fever every day for like the last
not
year.
Not every day. I get it some days. Well, when the hay's flying
about.
No.
Okay, listen. Andy basically thinks he's allergic to everything. And he bought some very expensive shoes, yeah? Loved them. Bought another pair. I mean, two pairs of shoes. Then decided he was allergic to them. Threw them out. So that was stupid.
Yeah, and what's allergic to them?
He thought he was allergic to his little brother's baby.
What?
You
no,
said
I
you,
didn't.
You did. You said you thought you were allergic to it, so you couldn't hold it. Yeah, I'm allergic to it. It's making me.
But then I realised I wasn't.
Right, so there's that. You've also got everything.
Right, okay, well, okay, fine. Look, let's just get this guy on here.
Okay, so we're going to chat to Matt. Are you there?
I am there, yes.
How
Hello,
are you
Rich.
Doing, man?
Hello, Andy. I'm
Hello.
Great, thanks. This is sounding mighty slick, by the way, guys.
Thank you very much. Basically, I've got you saved as... we won't give you an actual name or in case that you get struck off, but I've got you saved as Matt Purple Turkey.
Oh, brilliant. Because I'm perfectly happy with that.
Because that's where I met you.
What do you look like?
Not like a purple turkey.
Oh, right.
Could you please clarify what the purple turkey is in case people think that's some kind of horrible sex club?
Yeah, it
does
sound
yeah,
like
yeah.
It.
No, it wasn't. It was a dogging club. It was just
it was.
No, it was we met in it was a comedy night, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yes.
It was indeed.
And you said you're a doctor, and I immediately clinged on to you because I thought I'm going to be able to need a doctor one day.
Mm. Yeah, and so I'm going to have some health problems, and you thought
yeah,
the guy for me.
You've seen what I look like. I'm a man who probably has constant health problems. But listen, the reason I got you on is because Andy always thinks he's allergic to stuff, and he's always moaning about these certain things. He thinks he's itching, he's sweating. Andy, so Andy's going to give you what he has, his symptoms.
Okay, give me the list.
And we just want to find out, oh, you just a little sniff then, to try and get some, I see what you're doing.
I wasn't trying to get attention,
okay.
I was just sniffing.
So, and I want to find out what exactly is wrong with him. Andy, take it away.
Okay.
All right, well.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, this is, so I'm trying to think where to start.
Come on. Come on, big boy, you got your platform, I can ultimate man.
Don't heckle me. I'm just trying to think. Okay, so basically, what happens is, when it gets, it's this classic hay fever shit. Basically, I didn't realise I had hay fever because I don't get like the her tissue? What's the word for that? Sneezing. I don't get the sneezing part of it that much. So basically, what happens is, like, I wake up, like, I've got, like, a dry throat, my eyes are dry, my nose, like, feels all blocked and stuff, and, like, I find it sometimes, like, I get quite irritable. Yeah. Get sometimes quite angry and stuff. I'm quite itchy and things like that. Also, I feel very lethargic to us when it gets around sort of like towards the afternoon. And also, I just feel like I can't be bothered to do anything.
In the morning.
Like, which, this is the thing, right? Basically, I just want closure, right? That's all I want. Because, like, if I'd got closure, I wouldn't be moaning about it because I knew what I had.
Okay.
But because he always accuses me of being lazy. But I'm trying to blame it on this. I'm not trying to blame it. That's me. That's no, what he says. I'm trying to blame it on the.
He wakes every morning. He's like, "Oh, God, it's back. That thing's happened again." So he's got three dehumidifiers in his room. So he'll, like, I can't explain it. He's just like, "Oh, God, that thing again."
The air purifiers as well.
Air purifiers.
Well, how long has it been going on for anyway?
Basically, I reckon about. I think I had it when I was about started to get it when I was a teenager. But the thing is, right, it's got worse since I moved into a warehouse building because there's, like, a load of, like, boards on the floor and there's little holes between them so dust can get down and up and things and it's quite dusty in there.
A dog moved
in next door and that was really bad. Like, I had to move out again.
Did you get asthma when you were a kid?
I never got asthma, but my flatmate, I don't know if this is important, but my flatmate got asthma from the dog.
I mean, unless your flatmate's biologically related to you, it's probably not going to be.
No. We're conjoined twins. We're not.
Did you get eczema when you were a kid?
No, didn't get that.
No one in your family had asthma or eczema?
I know someone with eczema, but no, they're not related. Again, not related. So.
It has to be blood relative.
Yeah, okay. Again.
No.
Not someone you've seen once through in a car park.
Someone in a film I saw. No, I don't know anyone with... I don't know any of my family. No, I don't know. Go on.
Sorry. Yeah, all the stuff with, like, the sneezing and stuff, you could be allergic to something like dust or dust mites if it got worse when you went into this warehouse.
Yeah.
So you could... So, you know, my disclaimer is going to be you can always go and see your GP about it and they can refer you to an allergy person if they think it's warranted.
Yeah, I did do that.
We did that together.
What the guy said... Well, we sort of got put off because he tried to say problem, but he said plobblem.
Yeah, we meant to he said he went to say problem, but he said plobblem. And, like,
we just trying not to laugh.
Plobblem.
But anyway, what he said was it's pointless going to an allergy specialist because they might tell you're allergic to stuff that you're not, I mean, like, stuff you never thought you'd be allergic to, like fruit.
Well, basically, he said, look, you can't come in here saying test me for everything in the world. You need to come in with me with something and I'll test you for that. And it was like,
yeah, so I think. If you went and said dust mites and house dust and stuff like that, fairly common things that you're going to be getting all year round, and maybe dog, like, you know, certain dog antigens and stuff, you might be able to tested for that and get a sensible answer.
Well, this is what I've got a list here of stuff I'm allergic to.
That you think you are?
Well, I think I am allergic to. Well, I am.
Okay,
I know I am.
Go on.
Right? Okay. So the first one is dogs. Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Mice.
Right. How do you know
basically
that?
Animals, basically. What? Just because there's a mouse in my house,
yeah,
and I felt allergic when I woke up.
Okay.
Every time the mouse was knocking about, I could hear it in the morning. Like, my eyes were thing. I couldn't open my eyes very well.
Yeah, but the thing is, you've got it now, and there's no mice or cats or dogs in the house.
There's hay knocking about, or whatever the hell pollen is flying about, isn't it?
But how do you know then that wasn't to do with the pollen? Does that make
sense? Because there wasn't pollen flying about in November.
It's always there.
No, because Matt, right? Can you back me up here?
Yeah.
Right. Isn't there, like, in the summer pollen flies about more.
Yeah, so there is a season when people with hay fever worse effects, like, you know, the hay fever season.
Yeah.
So if it gets worse then, that would be consistent with that.
Exactly, right, okay, so I'll continue with my list.
Go on.
Hay, when people say hay fever, are they talking about hay or not? Or is it pollen?
So it's generally speaking, like, pollen, hay fever.
Right, so why do they call it hay fever?
People who have hay fever may also be allergic to hay.
Right, okay.
Okay. You could do a festival for people with hay fever called Hay Fever.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
Would it be an indoor festival by any chance?
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. There'd be hoovers, there'd be dehumidifiers everywhere. Yeah, no cats allowed, no dogs allowed.
Yeah, a lot of very ill looking people. Yeah. See, cough might be too hay fever. Anyway, okay, so I've got pollen.
Pathetic little cough.
Listen, I've got to go through this because you keep interrupting me. Hay, pollen, dust, unwashed laundry, pennies, rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
My own shoes, obviously. A bloke on the bus once. Sweden, Rich's washing machine, and also myself. Because I think you are allergic to
stuff. What you're saying is the list of things that you're not allergic to is probably shorter than the list of things you are.
Yes, exactly. I should have gone with that, shouldn't I?
The thing is, you know, I was saying to Andy that, like, you can't be allergic to yourself, and he said you actually can because dust. It's dust, isn't it? That's you. That's
dead
bits of you.
Dead skin cells, yeah.
I mean, that's far too complicated a question for me to
for a doctor.
Answer it.
Light-hearted radio show.
And okay, fine, fine. Let's leave that.
But generally speaking, you can't be allergic to yourself. No.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's one thing he's not allergic to.
Cross that one off the list.
Okay. Cross yourself off.
There we go.
Yeah. Life.
yeah.
So Matt, well, thanks. Can I ask you a quick question?
I've got some more.
Of course.
Just we were just chatting a second ago. You know how, like, there's a spectrum of people. You know, if you have, like, sort of mental disorders and things, like, Asperger's and... what's the other one again?
Oh, yeah, just kind of, like, reasons why people...
Autism.
Autism. There's very subtle levels of autism, isn't there? There's a spectrum, so, like...
Yeah,
people find it hard to sometimes relate to other people because they're diagnosed with it, don't they? And they can sometimes act out in crazy ways, and they can sometimes, you know, shout and punch and act out, can't they, occasionally?
Yeah.
But, like... Where does the line go when, like, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying them, but I'm saying, because I've got mates who aren't autistic or that, but they do act out and smack people and they shout and they're dickheads. Is dickhead a diagnosis? Can there not be, why is that not a diagnosis? I'm sorry, I'm just a dickhead. That's my thing. Does that make sense?
There's diagnoses that people call things like personality disorders and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Where it's not properly, I've been suspecting this for a time, Rich. I've been meaning to talk to you about it. So there are people whose, like, personality is said to be disordered rather than it being an actual illness that they've got. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm not going to claim to be an expert on it. There is a, you know, degrees of people being just arseholes.
So is that... could you say that? Could you say, like, he's an arsehole because he has a personality disorder? Does that make sense? It is that like, you could be... he's an arsehole, but he can't help it,
actually heard people... I've got one of my mates. He's like, look, I'm a dick, all right? I'm a dick. I can't help it. And he uses that as an excuse.
As in,
yeah, so like the one that's the most arsehole-like of the personality disorders is probably antisocial personality disorder.
Yeah, maybe it's got that.
You know who you speak to and stuff like that. And there are some people they sort of use that as an excuse, but like it wouldn't stand up in court. Like people still get convicted of the crimes that they commit just because they've got antisocial personality disorder.
So there's loads of poor dicks like just getting banged up.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say it doesn't really go down in a court of law. Sorry, mate.
Yeah,
I'm a bit of an obed. Oh, off you get.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's no legal defence in that situation, really. I don't think, as far as I know, anyway.
That's frustrating. So I can't use it as an excuse ever for anything.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, you'd have to have a pretty good lawyer, I think, for them to manage to squeeze that one around. Like Richard is a twat, and
therefore,
he not have the time in jail.
He didn't mean to do the embezzlement. He had to. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Get Pistorius's lawyer. Yeah.
And Matt, I was just wondering. This is something me and Andy have always spoken about. You know, like, because we've always wanted Kurt Russell. We've got a little feature on him for coming up, actually.
Yeah.
He's got a lovely little bum chin.
He does.
Could you, can you get a bum chin on the NHS?
Not on the NHS. I mean, so you think if you're having psychological distress because you didn't look quite masculine,
he didn't have a bum chin.
You get a bum chin?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Say if my chin isn't bummish enough, can I go in and get it bummed up?
I think you'd have to go a pretty long way. Definitely cut back on what cosmetic procedures you can get for reasons of psychological distress on the NHS in about the last 5-10 years. So,
yeah. No. A lot of people are worrying that there's not enough nurses and stuff. So, if one's going to get a new bum chin, it's not going to.
Yeah.
Imagine if they said, we can't buy a new dialysis machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
got an ace bum chin.
That guy's got a hell of a chin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your son, my dear. But look at that guy's jaw over there. He looks
look how masculine he is.
Look, he looks like bloody Dolph Lundgren. Oh, wow. Totally worth it.
I've got a question for you, Matt. What's that sort of, you know, you're a doctor and stuff, aren't you? So what's like the illest person you've ever met? It's like someone like Jesus Christ.
Andy.
They've got AIDS. They've got a cold. They've got an eczema. And they've got so much stuff. Like
that you think, oh my God, mate, I actually feel sorry for you.
Yeah, what's like the worst?
You mean like top trumps of sickness?
Yeah.
I mean, you see, most of the people in the hospital are pretty sort of screwed. People who've had like a couple of amputations and they're on like dialysis and stuff. So I mean, they're doing pretty badly.
But someone like the most, like they've collected the most amount of diseases somehow.
Have you ever like, you've got this, and this. It's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've got 9 things wrong with you.
Just like, they're just open the scroll.
I haven't specified a single one, but I've seen lots of them. I'm sorry not to be more specific.
It's
I haven't
fine.
Been allocating. Right. I've not been ranking them in a chart in my head, I'm afraid.
Wow, you're right up there. You're the illest man I've ever met.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
high five. Sorry, one of the things was amputation.
I made you walk through the door.
that's something for you to do.
Sorry, Matt, are you at work now?
Technically, but I gave my pager to someone else. Okay. So I'm not clinically responsible at the moment.
Okay, good, good. I suddenly got scared. There's someone in the background going, help me, please.
Yeah, I haven't exactly. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not at a cardiac arrest.
Dr. Matt. Like, Dr. Matt.
Compression.
Mr. Purple Turkey. Help me.
Should we do? We've got a game. Should we do the game or
not?
I don't know if we've got time or not.
What time are we on?
Maybe not. If you want to do Kurt Russell.
Yeah, we've got to speak to Kurt. Listen, Matt, you have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
Matt.
You so much for putting Annie in his stupid old place.
Nice to speak to you.
Not to worry. That's what I'm here for. Speak later.
To put Annie in his stupid old place. Okay, cool. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Matt.
Right, bye, mate.
Take care. Bye.
Supposed to be. You know, I'm stuck. Does it get easier? Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to Rich and Andy's Audio Vision Quest on FUBAR Radio.
Audio Vision Quest.
Yeah.
Ignore that, if you can. Sorry about that. Can we not have one of the proper ones?
No, this is the proper one.
I apologise for that. That's Andy's jingle that he made.
It's good, isn't it?
About our audio. Somehow that sums up an Audio Vision Quest.
Yes, it does perfectly.
How?
That's what I think.
I have no idea, but apparently it does. We're both here in the studio. Andy's got his hat jammed over his cans. I'm drinking a Beck's Blue alcohol-free beer, which I bought for 31p in a reduced bargain bin.
You want to clean that?
We're having a whale of a time. No, dirty. Manly.
Honestly, it's grubby as hell.
There's nothing manlier than a dirty alcohol-free beer for 31p that you found on the floor. But I've got some Vita Coco with it as well, which is a very posh sort of cafe latte with coconut water in it.
Yeah, you love those, don't you?
I'm very schizophrenic. One side of the mic, I've got this lovey-dovey thing. Yeah. And the other side, hard as hell.
Yeah, it is a schizo. What's it? Beverage choice.
Yeah.
All right. So it's going all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having
very, very good.
A good time.
I just want to chat to you guys now about basically. I'm not sure if anyone out there watched a recent documentary called The Jinx.
Yeah, HBO thing.
HBO documentary about a guy called Robert Durst. Now, me and Annie sort of spotted something on it. Basically,
by the way, you want to watch this program, and also don't read anything about it, because just take it from us. It's maybe one of the best things you'll ever see.
The best documentary. It is engrossing. It is about basically over the last 20 years, three people have turned up dead. There's a guy called Robert Durst. Okay, he is one of the biggest millionaire real estate dealers in New York. He owns half of Manhattan, and three people close to him have turned up. They've turned up in body bags, dismembered, shot in the head. It was very, very serious. And in episode 3, it is very, very climactic.
Yeah.
And the police managed to capture him. And basically, they capture him and they bring him in for questioning. But because he's on the run, he's hiding from the police. He's gone to such great lengths to disguise himself. He bicks his whole head and he shaves his eyebrows off. Mm. And there's scene.
That bit in the Driver. Do you ever see that the film The Driver? That guy puts that rubber head on. He's got no features at all. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, he looks like an alien. So basically, so the end of episode 3, they're trying to get it to this most climactic thing to get you to come back next week. It's all gearing towards this one point, and it has a little clip for next week. And basically, it shows.
It's not a clip for next week.
No,
it's the end of the series.
It's number 3. Basically, they're setting up for next week to draw you in for next week.
Yeah, it's not a clip of next week.
No.
Like, that's what you said.
So basically, don't look at me like that. fucking idiot. So basically, you're ruining the tension.
I'm not.
Basically, a policeman has captured him. He's disguised himself by bicking his head. He shaved his eyebrows off. A policeman is a very, very intense interrogation going on. And the policeman asks him, did you shave your head? He says, yes. He said, did you shave your eyebrows off? He says, yes. He says, did you do it intentionally? And then Robert Durst replies with this at the end of the episode.
And that was intentional.
Yeah, how do you accidentally shave your eyebrows?
It's just an amazing thing. Imagine being that policeman. As soon as you've asked that question, now, did you shave your eyebrows off? Yes. Did you do it intentionally? How the hell did you... Yes, right, of course. Sorry, that is what a ridiculous thing to do. You know when you say something and you think, oh my God.
Yeah, so hopefully that's whet your appetite for this series.
No one's recorded that. No one's recording this, are they? Oh, they are. It's a documentary. Has it done well? Oh, it's done really well. Damn it, I'm going to look a fool.
But it's got a good point. How do you accidentally shave? Actually, do you know what? I've nearly done that.
How?
Because I was trying to this is a bit embarrassing. I should have not brought it up. Basically, right, I was trying to, I tried to put tram lines in my eyebrow.
Why?
And I slipped a little bit and I nearly went...
Like Vanilla Ice?
Like Vanilla Ice or one of those boy bands.
So you nearly shaved one eyebrow off?
About 17, 18, I thought it'd be a cool idea.
Oh my God.
I know.
You would have looked like one of the Jackass boys after they've fallen asleep and probably
you're right. I'm really pleased I didn't do that.
Steve-O was always getting his eyebrow shaved off by Knoxville.
Mm.
Or like something inserted into him.
It's around the time I drank aftershave.
What, like Richie from Bottom?
I was quite young. I was trying to get drunk and basically tried to down some Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Oh my God. Did it work?
No, I just had a nice smelling mouth.
You did smell like a Frenchman.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow. Wowee, you across quite a market to be downing that.
I know.
How much is a shot of that?
It's a fortune, isn't it?
It would have cost you about 15 quid, that
I know,
shot.
Probably, yeah. It tasted awful. Don't try it, by the way. It's not nice.
Did you drink it from the...
Put it on your neck, by all means, but
for God's sakes, don't drink it.
No.
It's like, did you drink
it... anything you've learned from this
Did you
show?
Drink it straight from the man's body bottle?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Wow. I'd love to have walked in on you doing that. What is your mum have thought? Andy, what the hell?
Then just nearly gipped in the sink.
Yeah, Andy, what? Yeah, so that's another thing you've learned. You know, you've learned about Nigel Farage being younger than Brad Pitt. You've learned about...
and also Karate Kid.
Karate Kid and Julian Casablancas means White House. And now you've learned not to drink your own aftershave.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a TED Talk in here. Isn't it? Wowzers.
Hey, should we talk about the stalking Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
This is going to be a main feature on our show.
Yeah, so right, we haven't actually got time to call the guy who's in America. But the reason we are... Well, we love him, don't we? Why are we trying to stalk Kurt Russell?
Well, there's a special reason why Kurt Russell's very fond to us. We're fond of
him. What? Well, he plays a big part in our life, didn't he?
Yeah, but also I said that your mum looked like him.
Yeah, I know. She didn't like that.
No.
My mum does look a bit like Kurt Russell. She's a very handsome woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
handsome.
And what happened was we were very young and she got her hair cut a little bit too short. And she got quite a strong jaw.
Yeah.
And X plus Y.
Exactly.
Kurt Russell was born. Yeah. So... Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But then your mum looks a bit like Dorian from Birds of Feather.
Yeah, and you told her that and she cried.
I know. Whereas my mum's strong. Because my mum got the raw deal from that, if you think about it.
What?
If you're a woman and someone says, right, who would you like to look like? You've got two options. One, Kurt Russell. And you show him a picture of Escape from LA. Mm. Eye patch. Massive chin. Or Dorian. I fancied Dorian. Yeah. I don't mean to alarm you or anything, mate, but I actually fancied her at the time.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what are you saying?
Paula, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
She's not listening to this.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. If she tweets in saying...
No, but I feel bad on your mum. I didn't mean to upset her.
Yeah?
But
do you want to take it back now?
If someone looks like Kurt Russell, I can't not say it.
What was she thinking getting that snake tattoo?
Exactly.
And if she's going to wear the eye patch, she's going to...
Big cigar when she's doing the ironing.
Yeah, the big fat... big floppy leather jacket.
Yeah. But anyway, it complimented in a way. Kurt Russell's a sexy man.
Yeah, I know, but I think women don't like that. I've told women that they look like men before. Like I told a girl, I said, "Why you're nearly as pretty as Jared Leto." And she went, "You can't say that."
Nearly as pretty? Well, not even pretty as. Nearly as pretty.
No, but he's too pretty.
You didn't hold up a picture of the Joker, did you?
No, because he looks like... If anyone has seen the
oh, really frightened her.
If anyone's seen the latest picture of the Joker, Jared Leto playing the Joker, it will do your head in. It's really annoying. He's so emo. He's so emo. It'll make your blood boil. He's got green hair. You know this sort of idea. I have an idea in my head of what it's probably judging. I shouldn't do this. Of what Jared Leto is like in real life, and I picture him seeing that image of him as the Joker going, "I look cool. I look so mad." Like he's like he hasn't got like the word "mad" tattooed on his forehead.
Deranged or something. Awesome shit.
Deranged. Deranged.
No, damaged.
Damaged. Good.
Yeah. Back to Kurt Russell. So what we're going to be doing every single week is we're going to be trying to stalk the guy.
Yeah.
Trying to get closer to him and possibly touch him.
Yeah.
But in an appropriate place.
By all. Yeah. What? Just in. We're going to touch
just
him
on the arm. I just want to. Basically, This might sound weird, but I want to get a hug of him and just feel safe in his arms.
Yeah, because he's built like a.
He's
all strong. Isn't he manly? He's the opposite of us.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is, exactly.
He's what we'd like to be.
We both wish he was our dad, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
In a weird way, just in a nice, normal way.
No, but he could like...
Also, I don't want my dad to disappear. It's gone, sorry.
No.
I'll have two dads, Kurt and my dad.
Are you saying you don't like your dad? Is that what you're saying?
I'm trying to avoid that pitfall of...
Stop. Why are you going to go
with
Alan?
No substitute for Alan.
Okay.
My dad.
Alan, yeah. There's no thing. I'd love to see Alan and Kurt Russell have a fight. And see who won. Your dad's quite stocky, though.
Yeah. He gets compared to, not Craig David. What's he called?
Peter Griffin.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Peter Griffin?
Nope. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say Daniel Craig. He looks just like... He does like Daniel Craig. You're right.
Mm.
And his dad looks like Daniel Craig.
See,
so there we go.
This is pointless, though, isn't it? Because no one's listening is going to know what he looks like.
No, we'll put a picture up.
All right, okay. We're going to stick a picture up.
We'll
so
stick a picture of Andy's dad up, Alan, for all you fans out there.
Yeah, it used to be Elton John. Now it's Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he once went to a fancy dress party dressed as Elton John. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Anyone who dresses like anyone else obviously starts to look like them a little bit.
We've got 3 minutes. Is there anything else you want to chat about? Yeah.
What have I got here? I've got robotic dogs. Actually, this is quite worrying. If you go on the internet, right, check out, there's these new things, this technology. I think it's Boston Dynamics or something. And they've built these robotic dogs that you cannot kick over. Basically, it's really, you feel sort of empathy for them. They walk them along and you can boot them as hard as you want.
Yeah,
and they find their ground. You can't kick them over. Mm. Is this not frightening to everyone? Like you mean, I think dogs are weird anyway. They're scary little things. You can't tell what they're thinking. But at least I know I could drop kick it.
Yeah.
If a schnauzer kicks off, I'll just boot it. But one of these things, all they have to do now, I tell you now, is develop a dog that can kick a human over, and it's Terminator.
Yeah. But are these for people who are getting annoyed that the RSPCA keeps doing them?
What, so they get one of those?
They just get booted dog for a bit.
Yeah, it's quite a good idea.
What's it for? Oh, yeah, also.
You could
well.
Wean off. So, what you're saying is you could wean off people who like who yeah. have a compulsion to hurt animals, psychopaths, for example.
Yeah.
They could. Wow, that's not a bad concept.
Yeah, but is it still morally right? Is it still morally right to allow someone to sellotape a robotic cat to, you know.
To kick a robot?
Yeah, or like, you know, or do nasty stuff. People like do tight stuff, don't they, to animals?
Yeah, but
is it okay if it's a robot?
I think it's fine. I mean, I once got annoyed at my SNES and threw out the window. But
poor SNES.
The poor little SNES. God rest his little soul.
Poor bastard. No, but like
this is an interesting conversation. If you still got the urge, why? What is this urge to destroy? What is it within you?
Yeah, we watched this. Me and Rich went to this play that's on at the moment. Actually,
that's right. A play. That's the only play I've ever been
intelligent,
to.
Intelligent boys. But we went to this play, and Rich got bored. Quite.
Yeah, I switched
about
off.
10 minutes.
Yeah,
it was too hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, basically, it's called The Nether. It's about paedophiles in a virtual reality world, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's this guy, he'd made this mansion, and inside the mansion, in this virtual reality world, he'd, like, every single room had, like, a kid in it, and you could have sex with the kid.
Yep.
And then kill it with an axe.
Yep.
It's quite a disturbing play.
It was.
But the whole moral kind of, like, conundrum was, is that right? Because you're not actually hurting anyone. Like, there's no victims, but you're acting out these...
It's in a virtual world. It's not real. It's online. It's in your head. Things. But, like, you still have the same urges, so...
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but... also, one thing that's quite scary was that... not scary, but there was a lot of... I don't mean to be mean, but there's a lot of people... There's a standing ovation at the end, and a lot of people that stood up looked... Like the classic paedophile.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
I imagine a lot of paedophiles... Well, it looked like a lot of paedophiles gone to see that play.
Yeah, exactly, thinking, yes, this could be right my street. Yeah. That was rubbish!
And if I was a paedophile, which I'm not,
yeah,
but if I was one, I wouldn't dress like a paedophile. I wouldn't cut my ponytail off. I wouldn't have those like tinted glasses.
No, yeah.
I'd dress differently, surely.
Yeah, you just dress like... What would you if you were a paedophile, then how would you dress?
I'd get like a
big
like
hat,
a big collar,
big hat, put it over your headphones.
Yeah, purple top hat,
long hair,
a cane,
beard,
cigar, little round glasses.
Not being funny, mate, but you
like sort of wispy hair, look like Wurzel Gummidge.
Your hair is a bit like Wurzel Gummidge, no offence.
Basically, look like Jimmy Savile.
Oh, I don't want to be pointing fingers, but you are a radio disc jockey at the moment. You have got Wurzel Gummidge hairdo, and you have got your hat stuck over your cans.
On the next Jimmy.
You're the next Jimmy boy.
All right, on that note, we're going to have to go.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Rich and Arnie's Audio Vision Quest. We will speak to you next week, 2 till 4, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. By the way, this next song is the most exciting song about having a boner, probably in the world.
You've ever heard.